They have a long, storied history of the Green Bay Packers. Willie Buchanan turned out to be one of the best draft picks the Pack ever spent. The 1972 first rounder out of San Diego State solidified the team's defense in his first season. He had four picks, including his very first NFL game against the Cleveland Browns. He also had two key intercepts against the Vikings' Fran Tarkington to give the Packers the NFC title in 1972. Hello, everybody. How's it going today? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary. This is a show you help to sponsor with your generous tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us anytime on the World Wide Web for all the info you need to connect and give and support the show at WWIB.com. Willie Buchanan taught school for a while after he hung up the cleats in the NFL, went into real estate. At age 70, he still is doing the real estate thing and very active in the San Diego community where he settled down after his final NFL stint with the Chargers. And Willie Buchanan's back on the show. It's been fun to talk about his Packer memories, people he played with, played against in the NFL, what he thinks of today's NFL game and the players and that kind of thing. Well, today, Willie, we want to talk about something far more important than National Football League action and your career, and that is your story of finding Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and walking with Him on how He's impacted your life. So share that with us, will you?
Well, you know, first of all, I could say I'm a PK. I'm a preacher's kid. My father was a minister, pastor of the church for 44 years until God called him up to higher heights. So I've always been involved in the church. And one of the things that I didn't realize early in life was, you know, you had to have your own relationship. So as a younger kid, I thought, you know, since my father was a pastor and I was in church, you know, that's what that made it possible for me to go to heaven. And later in life, I realized that I had to have my own personal relationship and, you know, the own confession, you know. So you had to confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior in order to be under that umbrella, under the shadows of His wing. And so I dedicated my life to the Lord at an early age, you know. And as we do, we go into cycles, you know, where you kind of turn away and kind of get out and feel your oats, and like the prodigal son. But I was trained up the right way, as the Bible tells us, and I didn't depart too far from the ministry. And once I retired, I got back into the ministry, and right now I'm the administrator for a church called Brock of Faith Ministries in Temecula, California. I am an elder. My wife is an elder in the church also, and we serve God, we love God, and gleam on the promises that He's put in our lives and the blessings, actually, that He's put in our lives. So I go from there. I just do what God wants me to do, and I ask Him every day to perfect my days.
Okay. You really never retire from serving the Lord, do you?
No, and that's a good thing, and that's one of the things, you know, during this pandemic, which was good, you know, to be able to concentrate on some of the things that you are praying and asking for in life, because just because you're situated in a pandemic, that doesn't mean that God isn't going to still do things. God is still in control of every situation and every circumstance, and I was challenged to set aside some time for myself, for my own personal spiritual growth, you know, my family, my ministry, my finances, my careers, everything like that that I was working on. So whatever I wanted to talk to God about, I did, and I set goals with Him. And one of those goals, I mean, I was asking during this time, and I actually started a business on consulting on infectious diseases. And I got out of through the alumni chapter of the NFL out of Texas. This one group was pushing a product that aids in infectious diseases and this pandemic and things like that. So I started a company called Pathogen Extreme Protection, and God's going to bless this union. So, and I just pray that I just do the right things.
Yeah. Well, he's kind of like the Energizer Bunny. He just never stops. Willie Buchanan, age 70, still going strong. And Willie, thank you for taking all this time, for coming back on Sports and Commentary. It's been a trip down memory lane with you for Packer fans. Appreciate it very much. Keep serving the Lord, and God bless you.
And Greg, to you, many blessings, and to the fans. Like I said, God is still in control. As we pray pray every day that we just, you know, change some of the stony hearts that are in this world, and ask for God to give them a new heart. And because what's going on in this nation is just a heart issue. So if we could change some hearts and let people know that God is in control, we will win. Well, we know we win in the end, but our job is to bring in those that are lost. And that's what I'm trying to do.
Amen. Amen. Willie, thanks again. All right, Sports and Commentary on the air everywhere. This is Greg Stewart, and thank you for joining Willie and I today.